Redding is a hub of activity for anyone who works fighting wildland fires in Northern California. A half dozen state and federal agencies share a base there to coordinate sending people and gear to the hundreds, sometimes thousands of fires that break out each year. But upstairs is a team that works to get ahead of the game. They're like weather predictors, but for fire. Basil Numerzicki is head of the team.
So we're about right over here in Redding. These are thunderstorms that are popping up across the Sierra and our coastal mountains.
That hum you hear is the whir of computers.
And this is our models that predict what's going to be going on 12 hours from now, 24, 48 hours from now.
Today, the fire danger isn't high. The high-pressure region that's been over California for most of 2015 has been changing to lower pressure.
The last 3 to 4 months, we've had the driest January through April in modern recorded Northern California history across a good, not all, but a good chunk of California stations.
This, he says, is good news for the agencies that are preparing for fire season.
Because we were basically a doorstep away from going right into fire season about a month, month and a half quicker than normal. This has bought us a lot of time. A lot of the showers that you see through here are just wetting down our fuels.
It's a mixed blessing, though. It's bought them more time to prepare, but it is also encouraging the growth of grasses and brush that will dry out and create more fuel to burn when fire season does come. And that's something that goes into the team's calculations.
We predict when the weather is right in terms of being very hot and dry or very windy, where if a fire ignites in a certain area, it will have a very strong likelihood to spread. But it's impossible to predict ignitions, especially human cause, that can happen anywhere. So we just give a broad-scale outlook.
The exception to that, Numerzicki says, is lightning strikes. And they map out those strikes, detected through satellite data, to put crews on high alert for blazes in specific areas. Failing to predict lightning strikes was the cause, at least in part, he says, of the last worst fire season in memory, the summer of 2008.
It was actually one of our last big misses. It was a lightning that came off the ocean. We had very little warning signs that there was an instability over the ocean until it moved onshore, and it produced 5,000 lightning strikes and produced our worst fire season in modern California history. When that happened, I was put in charge of finding out what went wrong.
After a little digging, he found their models didn't have a measurement of the instability of the mid-level atmosphere. Numerzicki asked the modelers to include it, and things have been going better ever since. But Numerzicki's job comes with a lot of responsibility. If he and his team thinks there's a good chance of fire danger, he'll alert his superiors, who then may decide to send crews and equipment to an area preemptively to be ready for a fire if and when it hits.
They can sometimes tell by the tone of our voice, yeah, I think it might, or like, oh boy, this could be pretty bad, and that usually sets them into a certain mode.
The decision of whether or not to deploy people and equipment is a judgment call, one that basically comes down to finances.
You want to save money by pre-positioning and getting initial attack and getting on a 10-acre fire before it turns into a 10,000-acre fire, because those fires cost millions of dollars a day to run, but it costs a significant amount of money to get those resources there, so you can't just do that all the time.
And that's where things get really tricky. Knowing when to sound the alarm and when not to, that's less of a science and more of an art. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Redding.